Do you think those flowers need replacing?
Oh, definitely. To say the least, they are dead.
That one looks alive.
Also, Kathy was saying they were dead like ages ago. She was
oh,
like,
"Oh, it was before we left for holidays."
Yeah, but I remember, and I was like, "No, like they're still." In fairness, maybe it's my fault then. Maybe like it was only in her brain for that amount of time. But because I was like, "No, no, they still look good." She's like,
"Pass the torch."
Also,
to
Also, she is so small. She does not look up.
It's true. No one looks up.
I mean, she does look up at people, but that's it.
But if I'm not standing there,
whereas your eyesight is like. Constantly.
I saw her at the fridge the other day.
Trying to see the eggs.
She feels them instead.
I go like this.
You go on your tippy toes?
I don't need to go on my tippy toes. I just kind of step back a little.
I just walk as close as humanly possible to it. And I'm like, oh yeah, there's eggs. That's in my eye line comfortably.
You're a dick.
Me. I was blessed with genetics.
That's the same for me when I'm trying to see if like she has yogurts and stuff.
It looks like there's yogurts. It's real cute.
Yeah.
Remember when I was organizing this first drawer? Sorry, your podcast is not your podcast right now. Remember when I was organizing the first drawer and I was like, perfect, sorted. And then I learned I sorted it from my height and you didn't know what was anywhere because I could see over everything. So things in the back I could see. But you could.
Sorry. Sorry, you live with small people.
It's okay. I like it.
Yeah.
Hey, Niamh. How are you?
Good. We're both looking lovingly into each other's eyes. We should probably bring the microphone a little bit. Be a little more gay for Pride, bitch.
Feeling prideful.
Happy Pride Month.
Yes, happy Pride Month. It's my turn, yes.
Happy Pride Month to the people in the heterosexual couple.
Yeah, but, you know.
It's not really. Does it count as a heterosexual couple if one person's not heterosexual?
No.
Is it still like...
I think it's something.
We're still queer.
I need those marks on my diversity card.
Yeah.
You know, we've got a bisexual roommate as well.
He's bi-wife energy.
Bi-wife energy. You saw a video, it's just you.
You do. I mean, bi-girlfriend energy.
Yeah. Same thing. I like when your mom accidentally calls... Does she say your husband? No. What does she say? She says something that implies marriage.
Partner?
No, there's something. I don't know. She said that. There's like, no, sorry. Sorry, Aaron. I'm like, I wasn't like, oh no, I just got married by accident. Shit, man. I'm going, whoa.
You just signed the certificate.
Oh God, I'm on a knee. Knee of. I don't think, it's not like your mom say husband. She might have said your wife.
What we said, we never talk about marriage ever. On the podcast. And now the moment we're doing a fucking pride podcast, we're like, let's talk about heterosexual marriage.
Because it's the norm, as is all marriage in our...
Yeah!
See? I can make it work.
Yeah, true. We don't need to make a statement, because anyone can get married.
Yeah.
Yay. Well, that was a long time
Except, ago. But we're not getting married.
That was the first thing I ever voted on.
I assume it's the same for me.
Yeah, I assume so as well.
Unless I randomly voted for government.
No, without knowing anything. I don't think they had anything that year. But that was like, it was like in May, but I was able to...
Were we 18?
No. Yeah, I think it was in May. I turned May that 18. I turned... How did I do that? I turned 18 that May. That was stupid. Sorry.
I turned
18 that May and I was able to vote.
Cool. I don't remember. I honestly don't remember because it was before college. I don't remember voting for anything before college.
Actually, no.
It had to have been in college, right?
It was the next year. I was 19 beforehand because David wasn't 19. Able to vote. Because it was like too late from the... You could register to vote before you were 18. Like you can, but you have to be like 18 a certain amount of days before... Something like that. Like you have to... Like, there's kind of like a thing, like, you have to be 18 beforehand or something. Anyway, he couldn't.
I just realized it's probably college that got me registered to vote at all. Because isn't that thing they try to drive everyone, like, all the newbies to sign up so you're actually allowed to vote?
Yeah.
You know, I think it was college that got me to do it. I don't think.
I wouldn't be surprised if it did for me as well. Remember. I don't really remember. But anyway, it was still definitely the first thing that I voted for, even though I was 19. It was definitely the first thing because I remember being like, it's a big fucking deal and I'm going to get registered. Because back then I did not care about government. I mean, like, I would have still voted because the whole, like, you know, Irish people weren't allowed to vote, women weren't allowed to vote, gay people, it's like me, weren't allowed to vote. No. So I still would have voted, but I wouldn't have really cared about it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Whereas
I think up until the last vote, I just did what my parents always do, which is just, my parents vote for that. Okay, I'll vote for them too.
Whereas the last vote, you had me being like, this person does this shit.
Yeah, I was like, okay.
And this, I was like, Aaron, I looked it up. You can't vote for, what's his fucking name? Porrick something, or Podrick something. He's like, oh, he's trash anyway. And you were like, oh, apparently he's really good in the community. And I was like, you think I give a fuck? Like, he's a trash human being. He's like a part of like one of them. Like, he used to be a part of like Fine Gael, but then splintered. And like, that's not a good sign. Even though like sometimes it's not a bad sign, but like if they start their own group, then they're usually really bad. They usually are like, you're like, oh, you stopped being part of Fine Gael because you didn't want to be like part of a capitalist thing. You wanted to do more left, a bit more left. No. Oh, that's not your reason for starting a new thing. Oh, you did it because they were too liberal. They were too lenient on people. Okay, cool. You want to go backwards and stop people from being able to make choices about their body or their marital choices. Oh, cool. Anyway, he's trash. Whatever that guy's name is, poor or something.
Yeah, I think that vote was the first time I was exposed to anything to do with like rights of any kind. Really, like,
the gay marriage.
Yeah, like, I never really was in my head. Like, you know, it was the classic, like, if someone was gay in school, they were probably picked on.
Mm.
But so was everyone who was in any way different. So, like, I was still just like, oh, I don't care about someone being gay, so it mustn't be a thing. And then you hear that, like, oh, it's a thing. I didn't realize. It's
definitely a thing.
So, yeah, that was my first exposure.
Yeah. And now at the moment, I think the big thing that they are marching for is, like, more like trans rights. Is, like, you know, like, I mean, there's still like homophobic like attacks and stuff, but like in legislation, I think it's more to do with like trying to get like non-binary and trans people like in the legislation. So that's more gender neutral, and like there's a lot of transphobic stuff that happens. So they're trying to, did you hear recently?
Definitely not.
I only heard about it like yesterday because Orty and Dublin Pride, I think RT like sponsors Dublin Pride usually, or like they work together.
Okay.
Whereas Dublin Pride have like dropped out or have like separated themselves from RT because RT, like on, I think it was the Joe Duffy show. He's on like, it's called like Liveline or something like that. He was, I didn't listen to it, but apparently he was saying they were like sharing some transphobic-y things. They were like, I don't know what.
Wait, Dublin Pride were?
No.
Oh, RT.
Yeah, on the Joe Duffy.
Oh, sorry. I thought you said Joseph was saying that.
No. Sorry. On that show, I don't know if it was him or if it was maybe people that they, like, honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if they had people, they just, I mean, I still, like, Dublin Pride, like if they say it, it's probably because people have gotten offended. So I'm just going to assume that they're correct. But like, it's not, I'm not saying that like Joe Duffy went on and was like, trans people are shit. No, I'm just, not. He might have had somebody on that was maybe doing a bit more of like a, are trans women? Oh, let's have a debate about it, instead of just being like, let's just fucking take, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I think if you, at this stage, we're in fucking 2022, if you're going on to any kind of like national television and still having a debate about certain things, you know, about like, you're like, it's not really a debate. It's like, you know,
yeah.
I just feel like it shouldn't.
Just fact at this stage.
Yeah. I personally think
anyone who just calls into anything, like, you know.
Like, I feel like you can still have, I know, yeah. You can still have, like conversations about it and, like, explain it to people and go through it with people. But I feel like if you're having people on that are just like, no, that person doesn't deserve rights.
Mm.
I feel like it's like, we're in 2022 now. Why are we still, like, and then using it as like a, we're having a discussion. Sorry, I'm using air quotes right now. Like, you know, like a, like, oh, let's just have a friendly debate. And it's like, well, a friendly debate is like, was Stranger Things 4 amazing or even more amazing? Or like, you know, should Will be kept in the Upside Down, Jordan? No, he shouldn't, Jordan.
It wasn't that friendly.
Like, a friendly debate is not, I think you should be arrested for making choices in your, you know,
like, which way do you put the toilet paper in? Do you put it like,
yeah,
like, over or under.
It should that's be the... like the things that you saw. Remember we were in when we were in Shane's house and you like were flicking through the little what was it called?
There's conversation starters.
Yeah, it was like
something.
Little conversation starters, and we were all like, "Oh my god, Aaron, shut up!" And then anytime there was a lull, Aaron would literally just read one, and we'd then talk about it for like 10 minutes. I was like, "These are actually really good." Like, I mean, maybe there are one or two controversially, you know, like actual politically controversially things.
Yeah. I think but I
like
I think
any of the ones that you like picked up were just like, "What do you think of snow?" And we were like, "That's a weird one." And then we ended up talking about it for ages. I was like, I can't believe we're still talking about snow. It was so funny. You should bring a couple of them on to the podcast.
Oh, that would be fun.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Oh, that's actually really good. I'm going to forget about that. You'll, when you're editing it, you'll see it.
I'll write it. Here. I'll make a note down.
Oh, that'd be...
Note to future Niamh. Write that down. Take a note. But anyway, back to... happier pride things. We're this week going to talk about the movie In and Out, which is so good. Oh, sorry. Hello, my gay lobsters. Hello, my sassy lobsters.
Freaky darling.
Freaky darlings. Actually, freaky darlings is so...
yeah, kind of works.
It's actually already so gay. Hello, my freaky darlings. My name is Niamh and welcome back to the Nervous Lobsters podcast. I'm here just with Aaron today.
The co-host. Hello.
The co-host, just Aaron. No Kathy, unfortunately. She's in work. Oh, annoying.
God, do you think she'd be on to represent her people?
I know. Incorrectly outing Kathy.
No, she's not. I've said it like 3 times already. No, Kathy is straight.
But yeah, we're going to talk about In-N-Out, which was released in 1997 and directed by Frank Oz. And it's a cute little movie, and I hadn't seen it in years, but it held up.
And he was very worried it was going to be...
I kind of was having a moment where I was like, this is going to be very, like, going into a lot of stereotypes. And, like, that doesn't mean that the movie can't still be enjoyable, but I thought that it was going to be a lot more problematic. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, you know, I think I mentioned to Kathy about, like, in The Bird... Or no, I think it was to you, like, in that movie, The Birdcage. Yeah. Like, Birdcage is still a great movie, but there is a few, like... Nathan Lane's character, I can't even remember his name in it, but like his character is like really effeminate. Oh my god, his character is really effeminate and like not, yeah, like that's definitely some people are like that, but like it's very like, and then Robin Williams' character isn't as effeminate.
Is that a more
so
serious
it's like,
movie?
No, it's a comedy.
Okay, never mind.
But like, I just feel like, I don't know, like, I still absolutely love The Birdcage, but I feel like it's kind of, like, I thought this was going to be a bit more like that, kind of playing into, like, the overly dramatic, kind of the same in Modern Family, like, Cam's character in Modern Family, like, not that it's bad representation, I just feel like it's very stereotypical representation, whereas in this, they talked about a couple of things, like, the way, like, he, like, motions with his hands, and he dances, and he likes Barbara Streisand.
He likes
I love that, the way they're like, he's clean.
He likes poetry.
Yeah, he has a good fashion sense.
He's just a decent guy.
He's a decent man.
He's clearly gay.
That means he's clearly gay. I love that. But so like the fact, like talking about those things, I think is almost like the way they say it in like a jokey way.
Yeah.
Is like, these are the things that people think about gay people, but they're not true. I kept thinking
they were going to be really offensive.
Same.
But then they were like, the point everyone was making was like, no, just because I'm not. Like, I have no problem with him being gay, but I'm just not. That's kind of funny.
Yeah, I love, because I even love the bit when he goes to a stag and they all are like, we're going to watch...
Barbara Streisand.
Yeah, we're going to watch like Funny Girl or whatever the movie's called. And like, he's like, no. Yeah. And he like gets, it's so, I think it's like, I actually think that's like one of the best scenes.
It was good.
Because like because I completely forgot the movie. So yeah. I really thought that he was going to go to that stag party and like they were going to be kind of like trying to reassure him like, no, like
you're mad,
or a few of them were going to show up because they were going to be like, I kind of want to distance myself from you, you know what I mean? Whereas everyone in his life was actually really supportive. Yes. Like all his friends, and pretty much everyone at the stag party was like everyone in the town, like it was so, like every man in the town was like at the stag party and they were all like, no, remember you showed us all the Barbra Streisand movies, we're obsessed, we want to watch this. And he was like, no, like, and then he's the one who...
Yeah, he's been against it all.
Yeah, he was the one that was like, what are you all, like, bunch of sissies, like, you know? And I just love that, like, defense mechanism that he had.
I like, because when he first enters the room, you think it's going to be awkward, but I don't think they even care about the gay thing.
No.
Like, they're not even, like, trying to put up a front. They're just like, it's your stag. And yeah, I love it. And he's like, no, we're not watching that. It's a terrible movie. And he's right. Let's watch this other one instead. Like, still Barbra Streisand.
I know. And then your man's like, what's the movie that they're talking about? Yentl. He's like, yeah, I actually don't like Yentl. She was too old for the role. And he literally fucking goes for him. He's like, how dare you talk about Barbra Streisand that way? Oh, it's so good. That's actually such a good scene.
I was saying to you, though, that, like you're saying, that the fact they didn't go into the whole camp, like every gay person has to be camp stereotype, that from the beginning, I would have never, like, guessed. Like, so again, you think of the stereotypes. That's generally how you, like, might spot someone and be like, oh, I think they might be gay. But from the start, you're like, they actually didn't go for the obvious. He's just, you know, like everyone, a normal dude.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, obviously they point out certain things. You're like, oh, I guess he does the hand thing.
I was really looking out for it actually this time, because they did it. It was like after your man outed him on the Oscars, Cameron or whatever his name was. When he, like, out on the Oscars, then it kind of started showing one or two things. And then, throughout the movie, he kind of started doing a couple more things for, like, funny scenes or whatever. But at the beginning, he really doesn't. Like, he's in a quite, like they're saying, he's quite neat and tidy and well-dressed.
He's always wearing, like, a suit.
Yeah.
He's wearing something that's,
but
like,
at the same time, very teachery look.
Yeah.
He's in a very, like, I'm a professor. Like,
he is.
Your man, you know, in the fucking Indiana Jones movies, when before, like, Indiana Jones, when he's like Professor Jones in the school, he's wearing the same fucking outfit.
Yeah.
In a different situation, it'd be like fucking Harrison Ford. You're looking a little, I'm doing the hand thing. It's wasted. The hand thing is wasted. The little hand flick. But yeah, like, he's in such a, just a class. It's not until that you're like, yeah, I guess that is a kind of a, maybe a little bit of a more, like, look that a couple of gay men would go for. And the same with the hand thing. Like, he doesn't do it. And it's not until, like, a couple of, like, I think this, he goes to do it and the student's like, oh, what, just watch
the hand.
Watch
the hand for
yeah.
the press.
Yeah, that guy is so funny. I was convinced he was going to come out. In fairness,
they are.
I wouldn't be surprised if all four of them were definitely hand. Not straight. Because they were all in one relationship. They're all, like, bisexual, polyamorous.
I love how you don't even want people just to, you know, you want them always to be in all the same relationship.
Well, everyone's bi in my eyes, so.
But
I love, what was her name? The Susan, was it? I can't remember the fiance's name. Jesus, what was I going to say? I just love that, like obviously she wanted to, like, well, you kind of learn throughout the movie that, like, she obviously wanted to, like, have sex.
Yeah.
And stuff, like, maybe she, like, kind of was a little bit like that, but he must have been like, no, let's wait, or something.
But
like,
in his eyes, he genuinely thought he was just being, like, a good, upstanding Christian waiting for, I assume they're Christian, I actually don't know.
Yeah, yeah, they were Christian because they were in a church at the end, but he also said that he wasn't Catholic, remember, to the priest. Which is such a funny scene as well. He's like, go, have fucking sex with her. What are you doing?
It's like, how long have you been engaged? 3 years. Oh my God, he is gay.
He's like, yeah, that was supposed to be for marriage. And he's like, nobody really does that though. Yeah.
You're engaged, you did it.
Like, I think that it's really interesting that, like, she was like, all these, like, love, like, because they obviously are really good friends.
Yeah.
They obviously get on so well. And have a really good, like, loving partnership. Except that it's nothing romantic. You know, it's not romantic, not sexual. And, like, the fact that she, like, I think she's ranting. And it's such a funny thing because it is actually such a thing that you're like, so many people want that in a relationship. But it's the fact that he's gay just ruins it. Because she's like, all these years of deep, meaningful conversations. And, like, hand-holding and walking along the beach. And, like, she's like, and, like, we're going to watch movies and talking. And, like, it's just so many things that so many people would want in a relationship. Like, oh, like, yeah, like, we have sex, but, like, we don't really like get along as people, you know, we have nothing in common, whereas they probably have so many things in common. And it's just like, then she finds that he's gay and she's like, for fuck's sake, of course.
I love it. She's like, and could you have thought of any other day but our wedding day to tell me this?
She's fucking right, though.
She's so awkward.
Like, you know, like the scene right before they are about to get married is the scene where he's, I thought that it was Macho Man that he's dancing to, but it's I Will Survive, that he's tape that he has on, where it's trying to be like, that's you're a manly man, like manly men don't dance and stuff like that. And it's such a good scene. But I think at the end of that is the moment that he realizes he's gay.
Yeah.
Because the guy, like he does it, he does the whole dance and then he forgets because he just played the song. The guy stops speaking and then the song like stops in the middle and he goes like, well, how'd you do? Or something like the tape, the guy on the tape says.
I don't just think he says, how'd you? I think he just insults him.
Yeah, he's just like, I fuck, yeah. He's like, what are you fucking doing? Yeah, he's just like. Because
the tape is not good. The tape is trash, but funny.
But then, I love when he like has the shirt half in, half out, and he's like, I hate this. It's like the style nowadays. A lot of gay people would go for that, I think. The very like funky half in, half out style. I think like that at the end of that when it says it and he turns it off, like he like knocks off the tape player or whatever, and he's just kind of just like, it kind of just shows that he's like obviously a bit like fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, like this is me. But maybe
that was the day maybe of
it
the was wedding.
Almost like, I mean, it kind of, it almost seemed like he should have just gone over to her then, but maybe it went from him being like in like, I guess it's still denial, but like it went from him being like, no, I can't be gay. You know, like, no, like, what are you talking about? I can't be gay. To him being like, shit, like, I can't be gay. You know, like, not yeah. like, you know, like it kind of went from like him just kind of being like, no, this is ridiculous. Like kind of pushing it away kind of denial to him refusing and being like, no, I have to get married. Like, I have to get married because of all these reasons. I can't be gay because of all these reasons. And then he went up and he said you know, the vows that the reverend or whatever says is all like stuff to do it like for the rest of your life. Like, like it's very like, this is going to be your life. Are you going to accept this, you know? And I think it's really interesting because he's so like adamant that if he stops the wedding, he's gonna ruin her life.
Mm.
Whereas, and you know, even after he does stop the wedding, it's very like, you've ruined her life and all this stuff. But, and so she kind of said stuff like that as well, like, why did he decide to do this? Like, why couldn't he have just got married to me, kind of thing? But like, it would have ruined her life. And I think, your man, his name's Peter in this, Tom Selleck.
Yeah.
I think he says it to him at one stage, like, that will, you've saved her life.
Yeah.
For the future. Or maybe he says it to her in the bar when he's talking to her. I think
it might have been.
Like, he literally saved you by not getting married to you. And yes, it was shit of him to not tell her until the last fucking second. Like, literally.
Anytime.
Like, at the wedding. Like, at
the vows.
I've done so much work to get into the dress. Like, so much pressure, so much stress. Everyone is there. Let me tell you right now. Everybody's at the prepared. Middle of it. She has already said I do. They didn't just talk about it beforehand. I love the way they go into the back room and everyone just stays sitting there like, maybe he'll change his mind. Who knows? Let's not move.
Did he mean I'm happy?
I think like, because I think in weddings, you have to wait for someone to actually say it's off.
You know, in case, like, it's just
like, I don't know. Like, it kind of happens in a few things. Like, I've never obviously experienced that, but I have a feeling, just because in a lot of movies, whenever it is, it's kind of like everyone will stay sitting, kind of thinking maybe they're just having a bit of maybe someone's just having a bit of a breakdown and we'll come back out in a second. And like, or, but then someone comes back out and says like, either the wedding is off or like, sorry, everyone, like, go home or, you know, whatever.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
Yeah, kind of a thing. And, so like, yeah, it's kind of funny that everyone's just sitting there listening to her screaming about like,
yeah.
Oh, she is so funny. Joan Cusack, that's her name. I could not remember her name.
She's actually mental.
I just love her voice. She's so funny. Like, I love when she's in the bar with Tom Selleck, and then it's just, It's just like, she just obviously needs someone to be nice to her. And she's obviously just had a lot of people that aren't nice to her. And the only people that want to be nice to her are gay men. So then she like talks to another gay man and he's like, no, like, you look gorgeous or something. He says something like, well, actually, I don't even know if he compliments her.
No, he just helps her.
He's just like,
you know, you got your life.
You got your life, yeah. And then she's like sleep with me, come home with me. And he's like, he's just so confused. And he's like, honey, I'm gay. Honey, he gay.
Is anyone
here? Yeah. Is anyone in this town straight?
Yeah, she had a very good British
funny.
Energy.
I know. Oh. But because of this.
I guess she was waiting 3 years to sleep with someone. So she,
yeah,
she's like,
it's a very interesting thing that they. Because when they first started talking about it, I was like, oh no. I thought that we were going to be homophobic. I didn't even think about fatphobic. Are we going to be fatphobic in this? And they actually weren't. I think maybe there was like.
They were setting it up.
Yeah.
I think. Like, they set it up in a bit of a weird way. But. Yeah. I don't know.
I thought it was quite. Like, I don't know. I kind of thought it was quite interesting in that. The way they did it, because it was like as if no one ever told. I mean, maybe, like, you know, I assume she was like bullied as a child. Like, people, yeah, like people wouldn't go out with her. I assume that was what she was like as a child. But in the movie, no one ever really says to her, you're gorgeous now that you've lost weight and all that stuff. I think at one stage, when he's first realizing maybe he's gay, he says, like, I've got a gorgeous thin.
Like, yeah, he says something. And then she goes, and she's skinny.
Yeah, he says, and we were like, it was weird. But I think maybe that was almost him being like, look what she's done for me. Like, that's what she was doing. She was telling herself that it was for the wedding. So she went through all that. So he must have been experiencing her not eating and all this stuff for the wedding that they were going to have in 3 years.
I'd say he was also probably like, this is what I should like.
Yeah.
Like, this is the model on the magazine, obviously, in their time especially.
Mm.
Like, I should like the skinny, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you mean. So, like, yeah, that was the only, I think that was kind of the only
that
one
was that the
I
weird
was like,
one.
I was like, oh no, what's this? And I was kind of like, oh my God, is it going to be like, showed like, that like, he was the one that like, he was the one that like,
put that into her.
But yeah, made it like, you'd be pretty if you were skinny kind of a thing.
Ooh.
But I really feel like, that's not the case. I feel like he's too nice of a
person. I think because she's said, I think it's, yeah. I think they just purely did it. For him, it was like, but I should be happy with this. And for her, I don't know. I'm not entirely sure.
Yeah, it was kind of, I think maybe she told herself, I'd love to know like exactly what the conversation was about waiting 3 years. Like, did he say, let's wait 3 years? Or was it maybe like, we'll do it when I get skinny?
I think that is what we'll do.
You know, like, we'll do it when I feel more beautiful to be in a wedding dress.
Yeah, I think that was
And then he said, cool, let's not have sex until we're married. So that was kind of like...
Both things.
So maybe, and, you know, it was probably a really big... You know, it's kind of funny that him being gay, you might think might be a bit of a relief to her. Because I wouldn't be surprised if the whole 3 years she was thinking... He doesn't want to sleep with me because I'm fat.
I just thought about that there as well.
And it's like, no, hon, it's nothing to do with what you look like. He's just not into your bits.
I'm sorry. It's a little bit to do with what you look like, but not like
that. Oh, no, yeah. Yeah, it's not what you look like weight-wise. So, yeah, I actually thought, because I kind of like that they have the whole thing with Cameron and he's going out with, like, the model. And the model is, like, obviously bulimic and... Yep. Like, won't eat, and he's like, please eat, why are you not eating? And I mean, in fairness, they do make a weird joke when they're in the house and she says, like, cool, I just gotta change, or I just have to like shower and
get sick.
Yeah, she's like, I just gotta like shower and puke before we go or something like that. And or something like, oh, we have a job, I don't have enough time to shower and puke or something. She says something like that. And like, it is like, it was made for like a joke, and like later on it's supposed to be like, yes, he's obviously going out with a lot of like women that are forcing themselves to be skinny. Yeah. He doesn't want someone who's like that, you know, sort of thing. But he's obviously like going out with someone who is like,
has body dysmorphia.
Yeah. And like is like, you know, has a mental illness and needs to be like cared for. And
at least he's not the one making the joke, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
He's purely just like, eat some food.
That's true, actually. I wouldn't be surprised if, like, I think it happens in some things sometimes where it's like, don't you have to go get sick now? Yeah. You know, kind of like a joke about like that kind of thing. And yeah, I just feel like those jokes are inappropriate personally. But definitely back then in the 90s, would not be surprised if.
Oh, yeah.
Very prevalent, especially, I mean, nowadays it's probably still very prevalent, but like back then it was like fucking.
That's why it was in so many shows when we were growing up, because it was based on all those times.
Yeah. But I really like that with the like, that it's a plot point in this, that like.
That's what he
says to her, like, you were always gorgeous. Yeah. Like, or
he's like, not that you're not gorgeous now. Yeah. Like, you're always gorgeous.
I love that. I think it's, and I love at the end, she's eating, like, at the wedding party or whatever. She's like,
enjoying yourself.
Yeah, she's just having, like, a good time eating. Yeah, because she's probably fucking starving herself for ages.
What was it? So this entire movie, you know what I thought the ending was going to be? That he wasn't gay. I thought that was going to be the whole ending. That, like, although you have all these traits, you're not, it doesn't mean. Yeah, I still love the way he did it, but then at the end, or like when he kissed Tom Selleck, or when Tom Selleck kissed him, and like the whole like leg raised, I was like, oh, so he's actually going to be gay in the end. Oh, okay, I didn't see that coming somehow.
I think up until that point, they do a really good job in the movie of
him just being like, no, just do these things.
Like, yeah, of it's, because they do a lot of, I don't know, like, yeah, because the whole beginning of the movie is you literally being like, this is so fun. Like, the movie is making a joke out of, these are the things that people think of when they think of gay people. Like, the whole thing that the guy in the class is saying about him being clean.
Yeah.
And stuff. And you're like, this is so funny. Like, it's a joke on, like, men, you know, men in general for supposed to being, like, dirty.
Yeah,
like,
macho.
Like, macho. Like, that's what masculinity is supposed to be. You're like, ew, you clean. You know, need, like, you, need to just you know, roll like, the whole term, you know, the whole term, like, metrosexuals that people use? Did you ever hear that term?
I have.
It's not really used that much anymore, but it's pretty much, which is so funny when you think about it now, it's pretty much men that do any kind of self-grooming.
Oh, yes.
Like, I mean, maybe there is, like, for a lot of people, there's probably a line, because obviously, like, everyone showers, or, you know, not everybody in the whole life, but, like, most people shower once a day.
Yeah.
Most people, like, a lot of guys put on deodorant, put on an aftershave, put in hair gel. There's obviously a line for everyone of where the, like, quotes, in quotes, metrosexual tagline comes in. But back then, I feel like it was a very, like, only gay men take care of themselves. Like, what are you doing cleaning yourself? What are you doing tidying up? That's the woman's job. So I just love that, like, even though the people in the town don't care that he's gay, they're all very supportive, they do obviously all have this kind of thing in their head that's like, oh yeah, he does seem a little bit gay because he has traits that we don't associate with being manly, which makes no sense. How is clean not a manly thing? You know? Like,
because we gotta be,
you gotta be rugged. Rough.
We gotta have steak juice on us at all times.
Yeah, let's get some dirt, rub it in our faces.
It is funny in the movie, though, that although, like, the people don't have any problem with him being gay, it does change their relationship. Like, in the way he's the gym teacher as well, and all of a sudden they're all covering up.
Yeah.
Which is, like, it's a weird thing that does happen, like, speaking from experience from when I was younger, when you find someone here, like, oh, now they're looking at me differently. But you wouldn't care less if it was a girl doing it.
Yeah.
If who you weren't attracted to, like, just for some, obviously you're like, whoa, the relationship changed, but I love the response from almost every single, like, gay person is, you're not good looking. Don't think that much. Like, it's in Dairy Girls where he's like, I wouldn't touch you.
Yeah, fucking stay. Look at the stay. That was such a bad Dairy accent.
You actually have a good Dairy accent normally.
So bad.
You know what I mean? Like, especially when you're a kid.
I also, it's really interesting slightly. As well, because I think I mentioned this to you when we were watching the movie, that, like, it's such a weird, like, it's already so weird that, like, gym teachers just walk in on underage teenagers getting dressed.
I didn't find it weird when I was in school.
But, like, we don't find it weird when we're in school. I mean, I had a male fucking volleyball teacher, and he fucking walked in this one time, and I was like, what are you doing?
Never mind. There was one. Everyone knew. You're inappropriate. Everyone knew. And he never came into the guys' one.
What the fuck? That's fucked up.
Let's get into it a little bit more now. He used to send the boys off to do soccer and made the girls stay in and do, like, yoga and stuff.
Can he be arrested?
I hope he was.
That is horrendous.
it was just, it wasn't okay. It was very weird.
How long was he there? Was he there for your whole school?
Yeah. See, it's not until you're older now that you're like everyone knew it was wrong. Everyone's like, oh, you creepy little weirdo. But when you're gone from school now, you're like, way worse. Because, you know, like when you're younger, you don't think the idea that of someone being over 18 being a weird thing. Because they're just like an adult to you. Whereas the other way around, you're like, no.
Yeah.
No.
I just think it's mad how you're, especially a teacher situation, you are so ingrained to just trust people. You know, like, not everyone, and not everyone is trusting. I didn't trust everyone. But a lot of the time, teachers, especially if it's something that you're like, oh, they must do this for everyone. Like, it's a little bit weird, but like, and you get a little bit of a weird feeling about it, but you'd be like, oh, like, I'm just, it's just the way it is. Like, he doesn't mean anything by it, you know, and it's, anyway, I just remember one occasion, but he did just stand at the door and open the door and yell into us to hurry the fuck up.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't the same, but we were all still like, oh my God.
That's right. So the guy also didn't go in and like fucking walk around chatting. Well, I think it probably was something like that as well, but it's just like, because of who he was, everyone's like, no.
Yeah, that's a
bit. But yeah, no, we often had.
The yoga thing is really
weird. Other thing, people, they used to come in. Like chat to some of the lads who are like on their football team.
Yeah. See, I just think that it's a little bit of a weird, like,
it's a weird divide.
Yeah, it's a bit like a weird dynamic.
There's a weird, it's different, but I remember when I was probably like 12 or 13 when you start caring about if someone sees you naked. Like before that you don't think of it. I remember my friend's mom had brought us to the beach and I was trying to get changed like behind the door and she was like, will you just get changed over there? Because, like, I'm trying to hold the door and, like, hold the towel. She's like, I don't care about you naked. Go get changed. And I don't forget what my point was. Like, that's an adult, but that doesn't matter. Because, like, there's, like, a certain relationship where it doesn't matter, which I think is most gym teachers or PDs, which are just, like, I've seen, like, we all just have, like, I'm not here looking at you, I'm just chatting to you about football.
It's the same with, like, I think when you get older and, like, maybe it's, like, when you've seen... You've seen things or you've been seen by people and stuff like that already, that it kind of desensitizes you a little bit, that like you'd be like, I mean, if you were on a topless beach, you'd probably still be like, ooh, gonna look around or whatever. Or like, oh my God, like, look, you know, you'd be a little bit like, oh, there's so many boobs or whatever. But like when you would still maybe not mind as much doing it yourself or like being on a nude beach or whatever, you might not mind or like, stuff like that. But I feel like when you're a kid, like, I definitely remember, like, I remember seeing a woman who was like, she was in her like 60s. She wasn't like some 20-year-old bombshell. Yeah. She was just at the pool and she was just sunning herself topless. And I remember just being like, why are your boobs out? I just remember being so, and, but there's obviously
that's
like
proper,
a,
that's proper nudity though, as opposed to.
But there's obviously a line, because obviously when you're like a child, like a small child, you don't care. You really could not care less. You run around naked all, you know, kids fucking run around naked all the time. But then you get to a certain point where you're taught to be modest. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, people are looking at me. And then you get to like early teens and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, I don't want, like, my body's weird and people are attractive. And
there's a good point though about people, like older people at the pool. It's always older people.
But
put in example, golf club was my experience of this. And Connor and I, 13-year-olds, 14-year-olds, and there'd just be like a bunch of naked old men just in, like, and there's places you could be that were more private and they'd just be walking around.
I think it's because, like, in fairness to them, it's just a buddy. People have things, people have bits.
They're
not coming near yet. They're not doing anything.
They're just chatting with their friends.
But I think that, like, as adults, you need to remember that that's what you thought when you were a child. It doesn't matter, like, you know, like saying that to your younger niece or your child or whatever, you're right. You're completely right. Yes, it's just, I've seen you naked 100 times. Your cousins don't care. You used to take a bath together. You know that they always say things like that. Like, they're completely 100% right. But you need to remember, did you think that when you were 13 years old? No. It definitely took you until you were maybe like 18, 7, maybe 16, maybe, you know, definitely took you until you were a later teenager for you to have the acceptance in your mind of bodies. Yeah, I guess they're right. What does it fucking matter? You know, like, especially as like a younger, like a young teenager, when you start getting boobs, getting hair, you know, like you, anyway, this conversation is completely derailed. I don't know what you're going
anyway, with. We're going for the gym too. I was going to say that I don't think anyone found it weird when they came in, because like, it was purely, like, even when we were playing soccer as kids, it'd be like getting ready for the match. Everyone would be changing into their shorts and stuff. And the captain or the manager, whatever, I don't know what
coach.
Coach, thank you. We're just using that word. he'd be in talking about the game, and it wasn't.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sure there's points where it is weird, but for the most part, I think it's fine.
Yeah, I think, see, I always think it's weirder in like American thing, like in American movies and stuff, because like when we'd be getting changed, nobody would usually be ever naked.
Oh yeah, they shower.
Yeah, we didn't ever really shower. There was a shower, but same. Like there was one shower and everyone was.
There were six showers and only like one guy would have a shower.
Yeah, like we wouldn't ever use it. Like I'm sure some people did. Sometimes like after like matches and stuff like that, I never saw anyone shower. Yeah. So like I never like, and people would still be very like covering themselves, even though they were in their underwear. People were still very like, oh God, like don't look at me in my bra kind of thing.
A horrible place.
Yeah. So like you'd still be like that. But I am like, I still think that like in American things, they're always in a towel or they're always like actually showering proper naked. Like, you know, in Stranger Things, Steve, like they're all standing around the one like shower pole thing, kind of like fucking like in a prison kind of situation. Like, why the fuck are you putting all these? Like, I mean, Steve was, I think, supposed to be 17 or 18, but like, there's like 15, 16 year olds in that school. Why are you putting them all in a fucking circle, fucking staring at each other? Like, a bit strange. And then imagine doing that, and then your coach walks in to just, you know, and like, even though it's nothing, it's just like, but it could be something. You know what I mean? It could be weird that like he's coming in to like, you know, or he or she coming in to be like, ooh, look at them, you know? So I just think it's, in American movies, like in and out, he obviously did it 100 times. So you're completely right that the dynamic changed. But the fact that they're all just in their towels.
Anyway.
You're just like, what are you doing just sitting around in a towel for? Yeah. But yeah, it is funny how the dynamic changed.
Even though they were all completely accepting of it.
Yeah.
I feel like it does, like I said, it did happen to me. And then just take someone to be like, what are you at? And you're like, oh yeah, what am I at?
Yeah. I think everyone, actually, you know, I don't really remember having one of those moments personally. Like having a moment of like, oh God, do they like me because they're gay?
Would you have had a lot of gay people in your school?
No. No. Well, I mean, yes, but not a lot of out people. There was Tara. There was Tara, and by the time we were in sixth year, Tara had converted so many people in the school to be either like bi or gay or whatever. And like now there's so many people that I'm like,
that you know about.
Yeah, that I'm like there's these two girls that were in the school and they were always really good friends, but now they're like, they've been in a relationship for ages. And I feel like they were in a relationship when we were in sixth year, but I think they were friends from like third year, like they were like friends from when they were younger. So I think it's really cute that I'm like, that those two like went from being friends to obviously kind of coming out together to be a relationship, which is adorable to me.
And that's very cute.
I love that like friends to lovers thing. Super cute. And when I told my mom about Tara, like, not like as a, guess what, there's a gay person in my school. I think I was just, It was in fourth year when I first started being friends with Tara properly. And I think she was coming to a party or something like that. And I think it was just like, oh, like Tara's gay. Or maybe my mom was like, is there any gay people in your school? Like,
that
as like
would
a,
be your mom. Yeah.
Yeah. Like she'd just be like, is that like something that is normal? You know, cause a lot of people, like my mom's friend moved to America. Another one of like one of Una's friends moved to Australia. Like it really wasn't accepted. Like when they were like,
oh, they were gay. You didn't.
Sorry.
Whoa, they moved, is my that mom, like a euphemism?
Sorry, my mom.
Yeah. They put their cakes in the wheelie bin?
My mom, I'm going to use that now. Your cakes in the wheelie bin.
That was a Russell Howard joke about how old people talk about, because they're not allowed to talk, or they're too afraid to talk about like anything about people being gay. Like, does he put his cakes in the wheelie bin?
That's such a good one.
Do his frogs cross the road, if you know what I'm saying? Is he gay?
But in... But yeah, like, sorry, my mom's friend who was gay moved to America, and then my mom's, or I think so, actually. No, that could be a different person. Anyway, Una's friend definitely moved to Australia. My auntie's friend moved to Australia, definitely. That's for certain. And stuff like that. So I think that, like, definitely wasn't really, like, accepted back then. So my mom was obviously like, is that kind of a thing that people are doing now? They're coming out in school.
What's the trends?
And I remember telling her about Tara. And then the first time my mom met Tara at my, I think it was at my 18th birthday party, or maybe it was, no, it must have been before that. Maybe it was a Halloween party or something like that. My mom gave Tara a hug.
Aww. She was, did she like, tell her why she's giving her a hug?
Yeah, she was like, you're so brave. And your now every, cutie. Literally every time that Tara's, it doesn't, I was talking about going to the Killers. I listed off, like, how many of us fucking were there? Like, there was supposed to be like, so many of us that I was listing. She knows nearly all of them. And she goes, tell Tara I say hi.
My Tara.
Yeah. She's like, is that my, oh yeah, she always goes, I say Tara. She goes, my Tara.
Remember, because you hadn't, like, seen Tara in a few years because she moved away. And then you just mentioned her when she moved back. And me, you went, my Tara.
She's back.
She's back. I got to hit her for a date or something.
Yeah, my mom's absolutely obsessed. But Tara knows my mom's obsessed.
Yeah.
One time my mom accidentally, because my mom, when, like, I don't think she really uses Facebook anymore, but when she didn't want to be friends with loads of people because she didn't want to get bombarded with loads of shites. She only wanted to be friends with, like, the family, pretty much.
Yeah.
And just so she could see photos and stuff like that. And she accidentally pressed add friend on Tara, you know, the suggested thing. And then she was like, Niamh, I like, she was like, then she accepted, Tara accepted it. And then my mom had to press unfriend. And my mom, and then, oh no, I think before that. No, it wasn't before that. It was, she did it. And then she said to me, like, Niamh, can you message Tara and tell her that it was an accident? And that, like, I wasn't, but she was like, please explain to her that I don't like being friends with people. Yeah. She was like really upset. And then I sent it and Tara sent back the, like, laughy cry face. Yeah. And I showed it to my mom. My mom went, oh, is she crying? I was like, see, because I don't think, I mean, my mom did have a glass on, but it's still quite small. Yeah, and I was like, see, if you look closely, like, it's a smile. Like, but it's tears and a smile. My mom was, like, absolutely distraught. She was like, she's crying. Oh, no. So she was like, tell Tara that if I did have more friends, I'd definitely be friends with her. She'd be one of the first people. Anyway, so I'm completely adding my mom's all those stories. Mom, if you're listening, I don't think Tara listens. Even though Tara knows all these stories anyway.
Do you want to explain how the name of the movie came about? Which I only realised in and out, didn't think about it, and then they explain it in the movie.
Do they?
Yeah.
Is it so? I thought it was just the name of your man's article that he was going to do.
Oh.
What were you going to say?
I thought it was because of the in-holes and out-holes thing they were talking about.
Oh, yeah. They do mention the words in and out. Like, because they say, like come out. You know, they use the term come out of the closet a lot and stuff like that. So they do make it very, like. But I love that with the holes. It is so funny.
Is
the mouth an in-hole or an out-hole? I mean, it's an in-hole.
Because you eat.
Sometimes it's an out-hole, though, I suppose.
It's a puke.
You puke, but that's bad.
They're like, oh, so, yeah. I love that guy. He's like, see, again, that guy was okay with people being gay, but then he was like, the only times it's acceptable. Is that what he said? Or was he like, anyone can have sex with a man, but only
I think it was because they still, this was when they thought he was maybe gay, but he had the conversation with them about like how he's not gay. So they were all like, oh, yeah, like, you're right. And I think they were in, that's why I thought that guy was going to come out at the end of the movie, because he was like, I mean, I know it's still wrong. Like, I think he said something like that. Like, yeah. I know it's still wrong to do that. So I thought that it was going to be more of a conversation later about how it wasn't wrong to the kids and stuff.
Yeah, no.
But that's why I thought that the movie was going to be more about, like, loads of people in the town being homophobic. I think it
definitely were.
Oh, yeah. Some of them definitely were. But, like, at the end, they didn't really show anybody, like, speaking out of them. It was just the fact that, like, some teachers or some parents obviously called the principal or the board or whatever decided. Because I don't think that I feel so bad for that principal. I don't think that he...
No, I think he's just like,
I have to. I've been told I have to. You know?
Think, anyway. It's hard to tell.
Yeah. I mean, like, at the end, I really feel like he should have been a bit like... I feel like he didn't mean for it. Like, he wanted your mom to keep the job and stuff. Like, I don't think he had anything against him. I think he just knew that people had a problem. Like, you know, people who he was getting calls from had a problem. Yeah. So he was like, even though he should, the right thing would have been to do was to be like, we support, even if he is gay, we support him. So.
And, but the thing I was going to say, your man was like, I think it's something like the only times it's okay to have sex with a man is if you're in space with other men or you're on a ship.
Oh my God. Yeah. He said like, he said in war, cause you're getting shot at or something, or if you're in space or on a ship or something. Because you're just like completely surrounded.
Basically, it's okay if there's only men about. Which sounds like he's bi or something.
It does sound like he's bi.
Like, if it's just men, I guess I'll have sex with a man. I don't know.
He's so funny. I love when he when they're all saying I'm gay at the end. And he goes, I still bang.
I still get loads of chicks.
All the time. It's like, yeah, man. So you're not gay. You bi. You know that thing that, you know that song by, I think it's NSYNC. It's like. Oh no, maybe it's it's Backstreet Boys.
Yeah,
isn't it?
I think so.
Bye bye bye. That's like a thing on TikTok where they like do the bye flag over somebody after they say something kind of fruity.
Kind of fruity.
Bye bye bye. As you can tell, I probably get a lot more bye things on my TikTok than you do.
I don't have TikTok.
You get TikTok Instagram.
TikTok Instagram, where I just get people dancing usually.
People dancing 5 months after the trend.
Yeah, after they originally danced, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the whole movie.
I don't feel like we barely talked about it.
But I also feel like, I'm like, I think we've said every single thing.
What did you think about Debbie Reynolds as the mom?
I don't remember.
Remember the scene where they're all sitting around in the after the wedding? And they all are like, we're like telling truth, you know, like we're all going to just come out with our like say things that we've been hiding. And then your one's like, my husband has a third testicle. And like, one of them says, I stole the recipe
from a dead woman.
Oh my God. I love that.
I just remember what the mom says earlier on the movie though. She's like, you're having this wedding. Or,
I know. I love that she's so supportive immediately.
Yeah, she couldn't care less that he's gay.
And she even says it in front of the fiance. She's like, straight, gay, whatever. I don't care what you are. We'll support you. We love you. But you're having this wedding. She doesn't say you're having this wedding. You're having a wedding.
Yeah.
Because, she's like
I don't want to die. So I have. Did you say, like, she has hats or something? She has, like.
I don't know. I think she's just like. Like, it's. I just deserve the spectacle. And that's what I love at the end. It's not that, like, anyone else is getting married. It's just that they're renewing their vows. Because she's like. Another wedding. I just deserve a wedding.
It's very cute.
It is very cute. It's a very sweet movie.
It is.
I love the dad when he comes. Like,
at the end.
I just really love that the movie is really about like Howard accepting himself.
Mm.
You know, it's like, yeah, there's a few things, like there is obstacles and stuff like that. There's always going to be homophobic people and, you know, stuff like that. But it's mostly just that, like, the turmoil. Oh my God, using the word turmoil again. The turmoil is just internal.
Yeah.
The conflict is just within himself.
Yeah, I like that they don't show anyone being.
Yeah,
like,
it's mean not.
To them. Like,
yeah.
It's not like.
It's the not focus, about that. It's just about.
Which is rare in a film about.
Yeah. It's also rare that it's happy at the end. I love that him and Tom Selleck get together. Well, I assume they're together.
I don't know.
No, I assume they are because he's like dancing with them and stuff. Like, why would he be at their parents' wedding?
Because he's doing the expose. Probably like a day later.
Ah, no. They definitely... Yeah, my canon is up. Because they did show them kiss. I love that movie. You know that the movie that your man Cameron won the Oscar for? And they practically show the entire fucking movie. They show like... So I was like, wow, imagine if you hadn't seen this movie. You'd be fucking spoiled for it so bad. But I love that they didn't even kiss.
No.
They don't even show them kiss.
You. That's it.
That's it. And I love that he leaves them at the top of the stairs. How did he get up there?
It's just such a skit.
I think that is such a slag of like the Oscars, that scene. Because the Oscars is, some movies are such like Oscar bait. They're so like not that they're bad, like there could still be good movies, but you know that like
they were made with the idea of making
you know that movie that Jay worked on, The Last Duel?
Yeah,
I feel like even though like it's a well done movie,
well made,
would deserve any Oscars it got, feel or not any Oscars, any awards it got. Mm. You know, it would deserve stuff like that. I really feel like it's made for like, it's got the like really dramatic war battle scenes really good cinematography.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
And then it's got like a hard hitting, like.
Yeah, people are going to cry at this.
Yeah, it's got something like tragic. Oh, let's throw in some like women's trauma in there.
Oh, wow. They really like stepped or
they yeah,
blurred
they
the lines between Ben. I don't know.
What's yeah, there. Like they really like questioned what. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, I just really feel like they literally had a list of like, what do they look for in the Oscars? And they were kind of ticking them. Same with like apparently movies, which. This is, I was watching, so I think it was your man, Film Theorists or whatever. I think he was doing a video about it.
Yeah.
And he was kind of pretty much saying, like, what his, this was years ago, but he was pretty much saying, like, what you have to do to win the Oscars kind of thing. Like, these are the criteria if you want to win best actor, if you want to win, win best movie and stuff like that. And it was like doing a movie about Hollywood. Or about actors.
Oh,
or
yeah,
about,
that's
like,
a huge thing.
Yeah, like, you know that movie Argo? That was about making a movie. The movie La La Land, about making a movie. You know, like, movies about Hollywood. Movies about people struggling. Because the most people that vote for things in the Oscars
are past winners
they're,
or something?
They're past actors. Just, yeah. I don't think they're past winners. I think they're just past actors.
Yeah.
Or current actors. They're just actors is the biggest chunk. So
that's what they resonate with.
Yeah. So it's obviously like, oh. I had that experience trying to, you know, like the in La La Land, her like trying to do the audition.
Yeah.
Like people would love, people eat that shit up.
I so,
but when he was going through all of the movies that like
have won,
he was going through those movies that won. He was like, see, this movie's about it. This movie's about it. It was hilarious. Like I think that, you know, that movie, The Artist, was that the one that was in black and white?
Never heard of it.
I think it was a movie that was in kind of black and white or something, and I didn't see it either, but I think that's also about Hollywood. Like, there's just so many that have just been won. And then there was, when he was going into the best actors, it was literally best actor and best actress. He was literally just going into, like, you don't want to be this age. Like, for a man.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
For a man, you have to be older than 40. Like, not have to be, but
no,
he was
but
like,
you're most likely.
Yeah, he was like, only men that are older than 40 win. That's what, and it was so funny. The year, he literally
the
said,
year Leonardo DiCaprio
yeah,
turned
he
40.
Literally said, so like, I'm putting my money on next year, Leonardo DiCaprio is going to win, and he fucking called it. He fucking did.
And he got for The Revenant, didn't he?
Yeah.
Which a lot of people don't
I didn't like The Revenant, but like, again, kind of an Oscar baiting movie. Kind of a bit like, kind of boring, but like, also you can see why the people in the Oscars would go for it. But like, he should have won so many more. He should have won for fucking Catch Me If You Can.
Did you see
when he was fucking 18 or whatever? That's such a good movie.
No, not. I mean, yes. It's incredible.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
If you ever, I saw some of, I don't remember any of the movies it was against, but it was basically like every time he had a movie that was brilliant come out, was like the blockbuster breaking movie. Like, it was like the movie of the year came out beside it.
Right.
It was always like the biggest movie.
Like Avatar
out.
Or
yeah,
like,
stuff
so
like that.
Like Titanic. Oh, he was in Titanic.
Yeah, I know. I think that was what it was. Like every time he had a movie, like something massive came out, so he always just came second.
That is so
Well, Catch Me If You Can, I think. That's my
favorite. Like he should have won for so many things. And
even
then
Wolf of Wall Street, like he's, whatever the problems the movie has, he's great acting in it.
And then for Best Actress, it's supposed to be like, you only win if you're younger than like 26 or 27. And then I think you
it's
can.
It's like when you get to 60 or something.
Yeah, you can win again when you're like the like,
classy lady.
Yeah, like the mentor.
Do you think it's
the
because,
matriarch kind of yeah. like Judi Dench?
Do you think it's because most, like a lot of actresses, once they get to like 30, are just cast as moms and things, which tend to have like the secondary role.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like they tend to. There's a lot of solo films where the man is the lead.
Or they will still hire a woman in their 20s to play the mom role beside a man in their 40s or 50s. And then, do you know, I looked at this TikTok and someone was pointing out like the biggest things that like, they were doing like the biggest gaps of ages between love interests. Yeah, they were doing some big, I think it was like Audrey Hepburn, but like anyone she was with was like the biggest, like such a big age gap. And then they also did like, so, like the other way, the smallest age gap, like some of the smallest age gap. And it was someone who was playing someone else's mother and she was a year older.
Yeah.
The actress was a year older than the man she was supposed to be playing because he was supposed to be a teenager.
Yeah.
Because I mean, he must have had a young face, but really you're going to pick somebody who's like 30. To play a 29-year-old mother. Like, ridiculous.
I wonder how close Billy Ray Cyrus was to Hannah Montana's brother in that show.
Oh, my God.
I think he was like 30, wasn't he?
He was old, yeah, in that. But Billy Ray Cyrus was probably like 50
at the time. Yeah.
But your mom was supposed to be like 17 or something like that. So, yeah. They always cast. I think they usually cast older actors and younger actresses for like the age that they're going for.
Weird.
You know, which is really weird. And then.
Yeah, James Bond's the worst for it, isn't it? Because that's the trope almost.
Mm. Yeah, there's some weird ones. I think it's kind of, when I was looking at the TikTok though, I was like, I didn't even, because some of them you're like, oh Jesus, that's obvious. But some of them you're like, I didn't even know that was, because it's maybe not the most outrageous, because there might be both older, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's like someone who's 30 and someone who's like 60. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's still a really big age gap, but because the woman is not 18, you're kind of like, oh, like that's not that big of an age gap. Whereas like, you know, like Silver Linings Playbook, like I think Jennifer Lawrence was only like 24 or something like that when she was doing that movie. And Bradley Cooper was definitely late 40s, I'd say. No, he's late 40s. What age would you say he is now? 50? He would have been in his 40s at least.
No way he's 50.
Yeah. 100%.
What?
What?
What did you think he was in The Hangover?
40s.
In The Hangover?
I think they were all in their 40s in The Hangover.
Fuck off. No, they weren't.
They're maybe
30s for sure.
No, I would say like, yeah. I think they were
supposed to. No, they all had young children. No one had older children.
That's because they cast them older to play. We've literally just been talking about this. No, they were probably supposed to be 30. But they were, late 30s. But I'm thinking Bradley Cooper. Because I think Bradley Cooper is one of those actors that's older than you think.
He just looks young forever.
Yeah. Same with that guy, Zach Galifianakis. I think he's not, I don't know if he's as old as Bradley Cooper, but he's.
I'd say he's older.
Oh, maybe. Actually, I don't know.
Anyway.
I'm basing this on absolutely nothing. Yeah. I'm sorry, Bradley Cooper, if you're listening to this, you look gorgeous.
You look
30 even now, but I think I just have it in my head that I think I saw before that he was older than, because there was definitely a really big age gap between him and Jennifer Lawrence.
I mean, you could tell in that movie.
But like, in fairness, he could have been 35 and that still would have been
She looks really young in that movie though, didn't she?
Yeah, she is really young in that movie. I think it's because that was one of the first movies after The Hunger Games as well. So we all knew her, even though she was too old to be playing a 16-year-old in The Hunger Games. We still saw her as that like young person. She's such a bad in the Hunger Games and stuff.
We should probably go back to internet.
Ah, we're kind of done. We'll finish it. Do you want to do ratings?
Oh, yeah, I just want to say one last thing. Like you were saying earlier, though, it's nice for a movie about being gay that doesn't end in one of the gay people dying, just really sad, or
one of them sleeping with
a straight person. Sleeping
with someone of the same sex.
Which
of the opposite sex.
Would you say that movie was called?
Oh, The Kids Are Alright.
That's the one.
They don't, nobody dies in that one. But
that's the one with the cheating.
Yeah, Julianne.
Probably should have said that.
Sleeps with
Spoilers. It's not a great movie.
Ah, it is good. I mean, it's kind of
it's really sad.
It's not really, like, it's more just kind of, it's not sad in the way a lot of gay movies are. It's just very like,
does everyone just hate each other?
Yeah, it's kind of one of those movies that you're just like, oh, everyone's depressed.
I think I couldn't turn it off.
I don't think it has...
Yeah, I said it was passing, and that's it's good.
I don't think it has, like, the happiest ending. I think the ending is kind of a bit like, one's very content.
Is it one of those ones that's just like, okay,
yeah, like, we're kind of just back to...
I hate those.
But there's kind of supposed to be, like, real. You know, like, that's what life is like kind of movies.
Does, oh, I can't remember the name of the movie. It's coming of age story where he works at the water park.
Oh, The Way, Way Back.
Does that do one of those things? Just like, everything's...
I think coming of age movies are usually like, they, even though their life hasn't changed, they have changed.
Yes.
And that's kind of...
It does it do. I don't remember.
It does. I think it is. It's happier at the end, but he is, because the summer is over, so he is just going back to his life. But I think he's
learned how to do stuff.
Oh, we need to rewatch that.
Yeah,
that movie is so sweet. Unfortunately, it's not gay.
No.
I'm too afraid to watch a lot of gay movies because I just know that someone's going to die or someone's going to be really upset.
We've watched a good few shows with gay people in it, but they're usually cartoons.
There was this one, actually. I think it was called Love, Simon.
That sounds so familiar.
Or something. Maybe not Love, Simon. What? No. No, it wasn't Love, Simon, actually. I think it's a different one. But in it, he has a girlfriend. And then I think he meets a guy and he kind of fancies the guy. And he's kind of confused about, like, am I gay?
Yeah, what does it mean?
And then there's just this really cute scene where he's, I think he's having, like, cereal. And all of a sudden, he's just like, I think he can't decide what cereal to have. And he just kind of goes, oh my God, I like both. I think he likes some, there's kind of like an animation to it about, like, one cereal is supposed to be this, you know, women, and one cereal is supposed to be men, kind of a thing. And then he just kind of has this moment where he's just like, oh, I like both. Like, he just kind of, like, has this realization of, like, I don't need to choose. I mean, I need to choose if I want to stay with my girlfriend or not, but, like, I don't need to choose who I like, you know, like, because I can just like both. I think that was a really cute scene. I love that scene in Sex Education when, I cannot remember his name. You know the guy who's the bully at the beginning? Adam. I think it shows him, like, masturbating or something to a poster, and he's trying to decide who to look at.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Or something.
He keeps looking at the girl, but then the guy's there with his muscles.
Yeah, and I think it kind of makes it almost seem like he's trying to look at the girl.
Yeah.
But he's more so you're kind of like, oh, he's gay. But then he says it to your one Olga in the shop, like, I think I might be bi. I love those moments of, like,
realizations happen here.
Yeah, I love a bit of realizing that you're not straight. Yeah, you're a bit of an awakening in self. In self, inside yourself.
Just seeing She going impossible.
You see me outside doing it on there.
Do you have a favourite gay couple you've seen in any show? Whether it actually happened or, like, the show made it not happen, but, like,
We know it should have happened,
like,
kind of thing.
Like Cora and
Asami.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We know.
That, in fairness, in the comics they released.
It's because the producers of the show wouldn't let them do it.
Yeah, which is trash.
I love that they still basically just did it.
Love in
even though I got filled and think they were just friends.
I absolutely love in She-Ra. Yep, I fucking love what's her name?
Katra
and Adora.
Hey,
they Adora. Are. Oh, I just love them so much. They're the cutest people ever.
Yeah, they are.
Katra's just so good.
They're adorable.
There's
definitely more Ash can't think of Kipo. Now,
that's what I like. I find it too sad to watch LGBT movies. But fuck me, do I love TV shows, animated TV shows. They do them so well,
don't they?
Or actually not even animated, because fucking Sex Education has them in it and stuff like that.
I
absolutely love TV shows that have, like... Yeah.
I feel like animated shows can get away with it more easily because they don't have...
But the same time...
more of a general
audience, but at the same time, they're so... I actually think that it's, like, harder for... Because a lot of animated shows have, like... You know, it's supposed to be like, oh, it's inappropriate for kids. Yeah,
to know what.
Because, like, it's not just that, like, it's a show that's animated. It's actually, like, Kipo and She-Ra are both, like, for children.
I think they're, like, pseudo...
I mean, they're mature. Like, they're for teenagers, kind of. But they're, like...
They deal with bigger
kids
themes.
Kids could definitely watch that. Yeah. You know, like, young kids could definitely
remember when, like... You didn't watch it, but you know the show Witch?
Yeah, I did watch
it like,
a little bit.
Not it's like problem. It's like that where it's like when shows got edgy.
Yeah,
you know, like you got
they
to,
had more serious.
Yeah, like it was like when you were like 12 or 13.
Kind of like Avatar as well. Like they kind of start off a little bit quirky, but then you're like, oh shit, this we got some
racism. It's usually what happens, to be honest.
We've got some, like it's like they've either got like a serious theme or they've got like a really cool like bad guy story or something.
Or
you know,
someone
like,
just breaks down. It's a big one.
Yeah. They just, they have some, they have some really good bits. And but, I think that a lot of recent TV shows are getting like really good at just making it normal. Just being like.
That's why like, it's not like, a lot of shows do it where it's like very like, whoa, wait, look that they're gay. Yeah. Whereas in Kipo, it was so just like, oh yeah, he's gay. Nice man.
Yeah, he
just and like, same in She-Ra. It was just like,
She-Ra, there's just so many.
Everything.
There's just so many people that aren't straight.
Yeah.
I think it's because Kipo, I mean, in fairness, Kipo, there's not the hugest amount of people. So like they have a couple of like things like that, but not too many. But I love in She-Ra, every person who's in a couple is practically not straight, except like, you know, I mean, there still are, but like there's so many gay couples and so many like LGBT couples. I absolutely love it. And same with Sex Education. Like, in fairness, Sex Education is kind of the point in the show, is to kind of do that. Kind of like highlight different kinds of relationships, but they just do it so seamlessly. Yeah. It's just like, yeah, you're gay. Yeah, you're non-binary, whatever.
I kind of love, I don't know if it's a trope. Maybe it is a trope, but of the gay parents.
Yeah.
But like when it's not mentioned, it's just casual like, oh, these are my dads. Like, okay. And like you said, it's not mentioned. It's not like, oh, your parents are like, no, just hello. But yeah, there are just a set of them. They're almost like the ones that are on Netflix, weirdly.
I think because Netflix don't need to get it on a channel.
Yeah,
that's the problem. Like they can just do it out, like they can just have their own guidelines. They're not gonna show it on TV.
Yeah.
And I think that honestly, Netflix is paved the way with those kinds of animated shows. I think like there's not that many before
more so than others.
Like if Korra came out on Netflix, it would have been and Asami would have come out, like would have been together. Like
it is weird though, because for all we know, Netflix could easily be one of those corporations that pay
something like that.
But like
the fact that they have that, yeah, though, they have
it'll show like younger like people that it's okay, it's
because they don't need to. Like, I mean, people need to do it. But they don't need to do it. No one else is getting backlash on not having this shit. They're doing it because they're like, yeah, people are gonna watch this shit. This is good stuff. Same with like Heartstopper that came out recently. I haven't watched it yet, but like
it's supposed to be good.
Just haven't. They actually have a lot of young. I mean, some of them probably aren't the best, but like they have a lot of young people movies that are like about like kids coming out as gay, and like a lot of coming of age movies where you're also like. Coming of age and coming out of gay. Coming out of age.
You know another trope I really like?
What?
It's usually used for like gods and stuff, like in Greek gods, but it's like people who've lived more than 200 years are always just into everyone, because they're like, why would you?
In a Castlevania.
Does he say something like, why would you like limit your opportunities by half?
I think that isn't something, I can't remember what that's
saying. It's in something where it's just like, why would you not go for everyone? That's just wasting so much people. As in, it's just a big trouble. Like if someone lives forever, they're like, yeah, obviously, everyone's gorgeous.
Yeah. So, anyway, ratings?
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on. A Sekaroni.
Is that one Sekaroni or two Sekaronis?
Oh, at least two Sekaronis.
Okay.
We are now down to one Sekaroni.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Want to go first?
Okay, obviously the Sekaroni is fluid, which is okay.
We love fluidity. Yeah, all spectrum. So, plot?
This movie is actually one of those ones that's weirdly hard to rate.
Yeah, I think
comedies are so difficult.
Yeah, comedies are. Because
you can't do them the same, really. Because, like, I'm like, how do I compare this to A Summer Day? No, how do I compare it to, like, Prestige?
Don't look at the top.
I can't. I can't see that from here at all.
Oh, okay.
Cool. I got blurry vision. You know what I mean? Like, you can't compare it to like Prestige because it's a different movie.
So don't.
But then I'm like, where does it go? Plots. 7.5.
Cool.
Like I like it. I think it's good, but it does very much kind of like Cameron happened to say he was gay, and like it's a lot of just like, oh yeah, they happened to go here, and someone happens, like there's no real, it's just the wedding day is coming up.
Yeah, there's a lot of scenes. Comedies just have a lot of like scenes which are almost like sketches.
Yeah, so it's just a whole bunch of sketches.
Yeah, characters and acting.
Everyone did great. I give it like a 9.
Oh shit! Visuals and soundtrack.
I can't think of anything like, because again, it's a comedy. They don't have like
macho.
I was gonna say that. I like the soundtrack's good. I'm gonna give it
a macho.
I give it an 8. That was good. Eight? Soundtrack's good.
Script and quotability.
I can't find myself remembering any quotes right now.
What was the one that you said that she said earlier on? You could have thought to tell me at any other time.
I'll give it a 7.5. You know what? 7.8. Like, the script is good. It's not all just about quotes. The script is good.
And enjoyment.
Ah, I really liked it. Give it an 8.5. And I forget what the words are. I reserve my right to change my decision at any point.
So the total is 8.2 for Aaron.
Where does that come in? Like what is it above and below? Just above and below. I'm just curious.
So your two tops are Django and Shrek. They're like 8.4. And then, so that's then like third. And then fourth is The Greatest Showman at 8.1.
Okay, fair. That's good. You know, there's sometimes you're like, if it was in a weird place, I'm like, no, I obviously rated it wrong entirely.
So I'm going to give it a plot. I'm going to give it a 7.2. Characters acting, I'm going to give it a 7.5. Visuals and soundtrack, I'm going to give it a 7.7. Like, yeah, like you're right. Like, there's a good couple of songs. There's nothing really I can think of, but there's also nothing wrong with it.
So yeah, good. Comedies.
Good editing, good whatever.
Especially like, it was made in 97?
Yeah, 97.
So they don't like, it's not like they had like high-tech cameras to make everything look super dynamic.
Yeah, but like they don't even really that's need what I mean. To do like, that.
It's just, that's just enough.
Script and quotability, yeah, so good. It's so good. I'm going to give it an 8.5. And like you said, like the script is so good. Like there's so many good lines in it. Well, like good dialogue. And enjoyment, I'm going to give it a 8.5 as well. That's a 7.9 for me.
So, I think that works with, like, you know that system I said to before? Where, like,
I know. I always forget what your
style is. I always forget. I wrote it down for the New Year thing, but it's like a 6 is like, yeah, it's a good movie. If it came on the TV, like, I'd watch it, but I wouldn't, like, really seek it out. A 7's like, if I saw it, like, yeah, I'd go watch that. An 8 is like, oh, I'd recommend, like, oh, you should watch that. And I'm like, oh, yeah, let's go watch it. And then, like, 9 is like, you have to watch it. I think that's what it was.
Yeah, you had, like, barriers on. Like, you had,
yeah, like, it was like a 6 to 7.
Yeah. So that
basically
means,
7 up means I'd recommend it.
So you'd give it a 1 on Rotten Tomatoes. Or not a 1. You'd give it a positive rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
But, yeah, based on Rotten Tomatoes, yeah, it probably would be a 1.
Yeah. So for our average, we got plot of 7.4, characters and acting 8.3, visuals and soundtrack 7.9, script and quotability 8.2, and enjoyment 8.5, which is an overall of an 8 head on.
Very nice.
So that brings it to third.
Would recommend.
So first is Shrek, second is Django, and third is In-N-Out.
Feels right.
Does feel right.
Doesn't it?
We had a lot of comedies so far. Actually, no, we don't. We just haven't done that many movies this year. No, we're halfway through the year.
It's weird because we haven't done, because we went through all of like our big movies last year.
Yeah, well, we still haven't done any Marvel movies.
No.
So that's a lot of movies.
Because you know what's weird? We haven't watched Marvel movies since we moved out. Have you noticed that? Like, we just haven't. I used to just throw on a Marvel movie every weekend.
I think I want to watch them all
from
together.
The start, yeah. So it's too difficult.
It is.
To have everyone in the same room. Probably just be like, watch up to this point in your own time.
Macho Man.